That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The connection between you and your therapist matters. That's why Alma focuses on helping you find the right someone to talk to, not just anyone. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search by what you want to focus on, like anxiety, relationships, or big life transitions. You can also specify preferences around gender, race, faith, and more to help you find someone who's more likely to understand where you're coming from. Alma also makes it easy for therapists to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of providers in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/notjustanyone to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/notjustanyone.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
Good morning and welcome into Beat the Streak Daily for Thursday, the 29th of September. A huge sigh of relief in Toronto. A hug for Roger Maris Jr. and Aaron Judge's mom as the MVP does his thing.
And the 3-2. Joe deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history and now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs, the most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
Aaron Judge gets it done. Tim Mazza is the pitcher etched into the books, and Blue Jays bullpen coach Matt Bushman ended up with the ball, picked up off a carom. It hit the wall behind the bullpen just below the outstretched arm of a Blue Jays fan who had brought his glove. Great visual you have to see, folks. The fan immediately turns around, hands to his head, tosses the glove a couple of rows in disgust. So close, Ryan Port.
And
so
And that glove hit another fan's face. Like, he was so disgusted, he just, like, flings the glove off his hand and hits another fan in the face.
Do you know the fan's name who almost made the catch?
It was, like, Tommy Lasagna, wasn't it?
Frankie Lasagna. Frankie Lasagna. You can't make this stuff up. Guess what? He's a restaurant owner. He didn't want to be, but with that name, he had no choice.
I tweeted out last night that Bobby Ravioli would have caught that.
Probably. Yes. Probably. Good old Frankie Lasagna. He knew it, and he said it. I should have brought a bigger glove. This is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. With seven more days in the baseball season, 14 is the max that could be added to an active streak. No one's going to win $5.6 million this year. If you're at 31 or higher right now, you got a shot at the top streaker prize of 10 grand. Yesterday, there were just two of you. Today, you're both still alive. We are tracking you, Sean Breen and Cubs W23. Cubs W23 doubled down to reach 34, using the resurgent Luis Arraez in Minnesota, who is making Aaron Judge's Triple Crown aspirations a bit more difficult.
And there's hit number two, a 2-for-5 night for Arraez. Hamilton flies around the bases, and the Twins add another run on the edge. He has had five plate appearances, and I believe in four of them, he's jumped on the first pitch.
He is aggressive, going for it right now, Arraez. Remember, he was hitting .338 at the All-Star break, slumped badly, but here he is making a push, percentage points behind Judge, both of them at .313. Arraez has had a lifelong dream of winning a batting title, so this should be fun to watch over the final seven games. Judge has the other two categories all locked up. The other part of Cubs W23's double down was also the sole pick from our leader, Sean Breen, who reached 37 thanks to young Jock.
1-2 pitch. Jock swings. Line drive into right center field. That's getting down. That's in there. Base hit into the alleyway. Racing over Daza to try and cut it off. Coming around third is Estrada. He scores. Heading home. Here comes the throw home. Too late. Joey Bart scores all the way from first, and Jock Peterson on the throw home ends up at third. Two runs across, at least a double for Jock, And the Giants have a 6-2 lead now.
I miss John Miller's voice on Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, man. We haven't played it enough here on the podcast. That syrupy voice is freaking delicious. Yeah, I'm hungry. Haven't had breakfast yet. That triple for Jock Peterson came off reliever Chad Smith. Peterson had already singled in the first inning against Jose Urania of the Rockies, which is why our leaders played Jock yesterday. The matchup, he's now 10 for 17 lifetime against Urania, good for a .588 batting average. Smart streakers in the 30s, chasing down Kiyoshi Lotus 26 and his 45 for the $10,000. Interesting, Sean Breen has made solo picks the last few days. He's at 37. He's got to double down at least one day to even reach 45. He has to double down 2 days to try and win it outright. So we'll see what happens when he doubles down to try and get there. If he's even aware. He's probably aware. He's got to be aware. Me, I'm at 0.0. Max Muncy went 0-2. I feel shame. Familiar, bitter, beat the streak, shame. Where are you, Ryan?
I'm at 2.
Hey!
Yeah, baby!
Fun fact, with 7 days remaining, I could still reach my season high of 9. I could get there with 5 days of a double down. Ryan, your season high is what, 14?
13.
13, okay. So,
but Luis Arraez ended it in Texas back in July. No, I'm not still bitter.
Yeah, no, apparently not. Holding on to that one. Two non-streaking highlights to mention before we get to our picks. With Judge getting the headlines, we ought to mention the hit streak for the other MVP candidate who remains a unicorn.
The 1-2 to Shohei. Trailed into right field for a base hit. Wow, that's a 13-game hitting streak for Showtime.
109.7 miles per hour exit velocity for the guy is on the mound. He'll be throwing 101 tomorrow.
I mean, a 13-game hitting streak for that dude, tied with Francisco Lindor right now for the top one in MLB. He's outrageous. Earlier this week, he became the only man ever to have a season in which he hits 30 home runs at the plate and strikes out 200 batters on the mound. He is outrageous. And as the Mets battle Atlanta in a great divisional race, Wednesday was a night to remember. Mets came back from down 4-0 to tie the Marlins, and as they reached the 10th at Citi Field, word got around that the Braves had lost in 10 innings in Washington. The team leader, the beloved veteran Eduardo Escobar, has gotten absurdly hot this month, and he capped off a massive night in style.
1-1 to Escobar. And Eduardo punches one through the hole. Base hit. Here comes Lindor. Blade with the throw to the plate. Lindor is safe. And the Mets win it. It's the month of Escobar. 5 RBIs, including the game winner of the 10th. And the Mets win it 5-4 to go a game up on the Braves.
Boy, I love hearing Gary Cohen do work for the Mets broadcast as well.
That was a better call than Michael Kay on 61.
Oh, you know, nobody's listening. It's just between us right now, right?
Sure.
I'm not a fan of Michael Kay as a broadcaster.
See
a
ya!
Yeah, blah. Blah, blah. Move along. Escobar's hitting .330 this month with 8 home runs and 24 RBI. Only his teammate Pete Alonso has more RBI this month in the National League. He and the Blue Jays' Bo Bichette each have 26. Our picks are next. Nobody tell Michael Kay I said that.
I won't.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
10 games today on the final getaway Thursday of the MLB regular season. It's crazy. A week is left, and then the playoffs. Not a lot of great pitchers starting around the league today. Otani goes for the Angels, so go ahead and skip those Oakland A's, as you always do. I'd stay away from the Rockies on the road in San Francisco, too. Carlos Rodon has had a phenomenal year and looks to cap it off with a couple more starts before getting paid handsomely in free agency. So just stay away.
You stay away. I stay away.
Cubs. Ryan, What you got for the fourth pick today, sir?
So as of this morning, the Padres have not officially named their starter. This is Sean Manaea's turn in the rotation. So assuming that Sean Manaea starts tonight for the Padres against the Dodgers, Manaea, he has a .388 batting average against in four starts against the Dodgers this season. And last I checked, that's not very good. Will Smith is 5-for-10. Justin Turner is 5-for-11 in their careers against Manaea. Freddie Freeman and Trey Turner both have great track records against him as well. But give me Mookie Betts tonight. He is 10-for-25 against Manaea in his career. Of those 10 hits, 7 are extra base hits. 2 doubles, 2 triples, 3 home runs. And if Manaea doesn't start, Mookie has a .365 batting average against the Padres this season. So he gets a knock tonight.
Love it, love it, love it. Manaea going to be an interesting free agent candidate out there, coming off a terrible year, but still with that big arm. Time now for a Daily Double A. Analytically, not enough love for me for Luis Rengifo when his name came up on the podcast a few weeks ago. Rengifo, that's fun to say. He has been a pleasant surprise for the Angels. He hits .315 at home where they are today against Oakland. He hits .331 against left-handed pitching. He's a lefty. He's one of those guys with those reverse splits. Little bit of pop, but lots of base hits against lefties and against the A's lefty Cole Irvin. 5-for-11 lifetime. Luis Rengifo adds to that tonight in support of Shohei Ohtani. And anecdotally, Luis Arraez is on a mission. I told you it's a lifelong dream of his to win a batting title. And I love what he had to say last night when asked about the batting race. Super complimentary of Aaron Judge in the big season. Complimentary of Xander Bogaerts, too. Said he'd be happy for any of them, whoever wins it. But of course he wants to. I just loved the vibes in those comments. And he is rolling, swinging early and aggressively, as you heard in the play-by-play call. This is anecdotal all over it. Luis Arraez and Luis Rengifo are my picks. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, anywhere you get your podcasts, or else you won't hear the final 6 shows. What are you going to do at that point? Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. And it is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys today, especially ours as well, Mookie Betts, Luis Rengifo, and Luis Arraez, all hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!